Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Man, another night. Another episode, man. Let me see what we got going on, man. Shit, we got... Hold on, we got some hands up already for some reason. Oh, another. Trouble Troy, what you got, man? You got your hand up.
No,
you
man, shit. Mind, brother? Everybody hand up. Shit, we was jamming some motherfucking gap bands here. What's happening?
Oh, well, man, I was gonna keep it going, baby. I was trying to let everybody get
shit,
on
I
here, been, man. I
shit, I was jamming.
Been in here painting. I've been in here painting and shit, you know, trying to. I got the show started a little later at 7:01 instead of 7 o'clock, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, other than that, man, hey.
I just got on here early, man, because, you know, shit, we got Hell at the Dell coming up. I know everybody been seeing this shit. People been talking shit. I'm trying to see if the shit was going to carry over to the show, shit. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
Hell at the motherfucking Dell, shit. Hell at the motherfucking Troy, while you on here, come on. Come on, tell everybody what we got going on at Hell at the Dell this year, man.
Man, what we got going on at Hell at the Dell. I need dog to press one button. But we got Gangsta on 28th, like usual. We got Choice Hit List. We added some more on top to get y'all boys out there to participate. We got Grudge Racing out the asses already. 3 to 4 confirmed Grudge Racers already, man. Already. And shit, man, get out there early. Test and tune early. We should have started this thing off early, get this stuff going, because we're going to have a packed house, a damn hell of a show already, the way it's already mapping out. We got people already calling in for the Troy's Hit List saying they're coming. A lot of people in Gangs on 28 say they're coming. So, man, it's going to be a hell of a show, man. Y'all make sure y'all be there. It was March 12th. Is it March 12th? Yeah, I think it is.
Hey, you better be for sure about March the 12th, because last time I checked, it was March the 12th. It was March the 12th.
Yeah, it is March 12th. March 12th, yeah.
So
yeah,
March the
12th, man, y'all
need
y'all
to
make
bring
sure
y'all ass out there.
Be there. But, yeah, man, it's going to be a hell of a show, man. I can't wait to get here and see what's going to really go down, man. They've been talking shit already on the motherfucking, on Facebook and locking motherfuckers in, looking for motherfuckers, you know. So, shit, it's going to be a hell of a show. So, shit, that's all I know, JP. God damn it.
Hell at the motherfucking Dell. Hell at the motherfucking Dell. We got 5,000 on top of the Gangsters on 28th. They done dropped the entry fee down, a $200 entry fee. We got the goddamn Troy's Hit List that I think the entry fee is still the same. And they didn't put $2,500 on top of the pot on it. We got 580, 7 more. I mean, shit, what more can you expect? We going to goddamn get it in till you win. We ain't got to worry about the weather. You know, it's going to be March. So, shit, at that point,
nice
and good. Let's race. And it's March Madness. You know, we're going to call it March Madness, man. It just is what it is. It's March Madness, man. We got Hell at the Dell on the 12th. We got fucking Big Jake 2 weeks after. And, man, I don't know what's in between, but usually there's a couple of more events in between those two events. So, you know, the main thing, man, come out, support your local tracks, support your local promoters. Man, let's just have some fun. Let's get back in the groove of shit. And, man, shit.
March
going
to be a hot-ass month there, JP.
Yeah, it's going to be it. Like you said, they got a couple Grudge Racers locked in already, man. We got, Kareem locked in with that Mazda. We got...
it's 2000.
What it was, Dream?
Honda.
Yeah, my bad. I'm talking about a Mazda. Honda. The Honda.
And then we got the Honda. And then we got...
Dream, you quit?
Yeah, JL Quick, Roy Sterling with Alcatraz, Big Jake and Big Daniel Neal and Lil Avery.
Yeah, yeah.
They going in the battle.
That's right.
We got the old Tweety Bird versus JR Quick himself. And so,
He's ready to come.
Get over here to the grudge racing world.
Hey, that's a good thing, man. Shit. Yeah, well, he ain't bullshitting, so he knows something that we don't know, I guess. We might have to go to a test session and see what he see.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, plenty more to follow, man. You know, I'm sure
it's early
and they locking in already, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come as the date get closer. Man, but shit. Hell at the deal, man. That's what it is until somebody else come in here and tell me what else something else is. But that's what it is right now. If anybody else got any upcoming events, announcements y'all want to make, may y'all press the one button and come on in and let us know. Everybody else that's on and listening, we definitely do have a Texas Grudge Committee this year, and we're going to be promoting our own award show outside of the national award show. Texas will have its own award show. And, just be on the lookout for the page. It's going to be a page created. We're going to put up that, and we just need everybody to submit y'all information. If y'all want to be awarded, if y'all want to be recognized, if y'all want to be in any of the awards that's going on, just be on the lookout for the page for the racing season start and submit y'all information. Nobody's going looking for anybody's information. If you want to be included in the talks, then you're going to definitely have to submit your information to the page to be recognized. If you don't put your information on the page to be recognized, don't be mad if nobody recognizes you, because the committee that's at hand, they're not going looking for you. You need to bring it to them. Let me see. Who we got on here, God dog? Other than that, man, hey, all I know right now is hell at the deal. If ain't nobody else talking about nothing else, we're going to talk about hell at the deal. I don't know where my man K-Dog at. But he ain't even on here, Troy. So you might need to.
What is that, JP?
I say, but I don't even see K Dog on here. Hold on, I'm looking for K Dog. I don't see him on here, but he ain't on here. Oh, there you go. I didn't find him yet. Come on, Mr. Rogers, what you got?
The lies you tell, sir. I've been on here since the first Gap Band bar. I've been on here.
If you're on here for the first Gap Band bar, you missed the other bar before that, you know.
Oh, I did. I ain't gonna lie, I missed the other part. I was a little late, but then when I heard the music, I said, I'm early.
We were burning rubber before that, but I was trying to give everybody time to get on because, you know, I dropped the ball just a little bit.
Ain't nobody counting you. You dropped the whole show last week. Hey, nobody's counting that either. Yeah, man. Like y'all said, though, we got, like, the hell is the deal, March 12th coming up. You know, we plan on having a good time as usual. We got, like I say, about 3 or 4 grudge races locked in already, and they coming by the minute, and I'm working on a few more. And, my advice to everybody, you want to get a grudge race in, get it in now. We're going to try to get it over with early. We're going to run the faster cars early this time. That way, the weather change at night, we don't have them problems and this and that and the other. So, you want to get something in, you're going to run them, you know, at a good time during the day most likely and try to get them out the way. Because once the track temperature change and the dew set in, no track go away. So, you know, just know that. You know what I mean? And when you're locking these races in, if you want to be on Charles' hit list, you got to remind yourself that race there is going to be off the trailer. But we're going to try to get them started early and get it out the way. So if you got a grudge race after that or doing that, you can get your grudge race off. You know what I'm saying? If you get eliminated or whatever, come back up and get your grudge race on and go ahead and try to get your entry fee back from somebody else. You know what I mean? And like I said, the game's going to 28. Y'all get there early because, like I say, we're going to try to get the track. We're going to be on Kia early, and we're going to have it on Kia all the way through. And then we'll run the other index class. We're going to run them later this time. That way, you know, everybody can get a fast shake at it. You know, in March, the weather is kind of iffy, so I figured during the, you know, earlier part of the day or middle part of the day, the track gonna be better and the weather gonna be better. So prepare for like a daytime type deal, and you know, carry into the night. Cause I know a lot of people like to get there later, but I mean, this time you get there later, you might be in a little trouble. So try to get there early as you can, early as possible, you know, to get that out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we got, like I said, we got the girls right there, as y'all mentioned, already locked up. And we got more to come. You know, I'm predicting at least 10 or better grudges locked in before March. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on them as we go. I don't like to say them before that.
Oh, I got to change. Let me look and see.
You're on the national radio show, sir. You can meet the judge. But
I'm on Guffey, just past Troy's. And I'm peeping by myself. I ain't got nobody to call up, but I'm coming out the store. I'm coming out the store, and everybody asking, you know how they do around here.
Yeah.
Everybody got their hand out.
Yeah,
They want to know what you can do for them, not what they can do for you.
Yeah, of course. I understand. Y'all know where we at.
At the end of the day, I don't give a damn no. Dick be at the hell of the deal.
Yeah.
I'm sure, as always, they're going to have some testing on Fridays, I guess, as the day gets closer. We'll find out the run schedule and all that other good shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're trying to switch it up a little bit this trip just to try to, you know, get the better service at the better time, you know what I'm saying? So I advise you to get there and try to get ready to get it in, because once they start getting it in, they're going to start getting it in. And like I say, you got a grudge race. I'm going to say it again. If you have a grudge race and you're in Troy's hit list, you got to – no, you're off the trailer. But soon, if everybody in the hit list not going to win. So, you know, everybody in the, hey, man, I'm going to wait till after the race to be later. No, you might get hit the first round. You know what I mean? So be prepared to get your grudge on after the first round. You know, then they might have some people that go all the way through. Who knows? But, you know, just play it by ear on both of those deals. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's about all I got. I said more grudge racing. And the grudge race the same way. If you want a better service, you're going to get it in early. If you're not on the hit list, we're going to try to run them hit lists and them games on 28 earlier, you know what I mean, earlier than we normally do because of the weather type deal. We'll play it by ear on the weather to know exact times. But, you know, we're gonna most likely get a faster car, the better track. You know what I'm saying? So I have to figure out later on what the track going to do and all that. So all I can tell you is be there early as you can and get ready, because once we start rocking and rolling, we rocking and rolling.
Main thing is be there, be square. Get your ass there early.
Much.
If you're trying to go at some ass, get there early.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, you know, and watch the weather. But at the end of the day, if you want to go to some ass, get there, be early. The testing window is gonna be limited.
Yeah, of course.
With an event of this magnitude, you definitely gotta. If you want to test, get your ass there on Friday and test. Saturday ain't a test session type of day. Because anything can happen. You can have all downs. You can have mishaps and everything that can kind of delay the testing in between the rounds. So if you want to test, get there on Friday and test. Saturday, be ready to go to your man or go to your shootout or whatever you're going to decide to do with your program. But definitely, hell of the day, March 12th.
And as always, with our races, the grudge race overrides a lot of things. But you can't expect us to break in between the shootouts to get your grudge race. But after one, they're like the first round of the shootouts, you can get your butt right in there behind them and go get your man. But we can't stop in between, you know, the actual round is going down and let you get in. But after you see the last car going down in the shootout, you might as well get your butt in there and get ready, because we're going to get you in there. So keep that in mind. And I mean, the best thing, if you want to lock somebody in, it's not good to lock in a time right now. You can lock them in. You just lock in your time as it get closer to the race day, so you know exactly what time the weather going to be and the track going to be its best. But you can also lock your grudge race in just to get your man locked down. But it's not good to lock a time in right now, because we got to see what the weather is looking like. But prepare early, you know.
Prepare early. I mean, the main thing is that, man, look. Everybody was there early with the rescheduled date. Man, everybody was there on time. The house was packed. So if y'all can do the same thing this time, go around, even if you're there earlier than what you need to be, at least you can be prepared, be ready, get your car warmed up, check over your car, and you can be prepared to go and do whatever it is that needs to be done, man.
That's right.
Definitely, hey, March 12th is the place to be. As far as now, shit, ain't no other place to be. I ain't heard nobody else throwing no event before then, and get it together and come on with it. You know, that's the main thing. Let's see.
Sir.
We got a hand up. 832-9972, your mic open. Right. Ain't talking about nothing. They've been up before. Anybody else got anything going on? Anything y'all want to say? Y'all press the one button. Let me see here. If not, shit, we're gonna bring up some bullshit tonight. Lil' Larry, where you at? Larry, come off mute. I know you got some bullshit on your mind, or Shotwell or somebody. King B. I need somebody to start some shit. They ain't gonna start no shit then. God damn, ain't nobody wanna start no shit tonight, K-Dog. I don't know what we gonna do.
I told you earlier, get your topic together. I told you that earlier, sir.
Man, I ain't got a topic. Shit.
Oh, man, you had to.
Little Larry, your mic
right
open.
Here.
What's up, Laro? Laro, say
man,
hey, baby.
Let
say
that
the
man
thing,
talk.
Baby.
You like that on your show, JP?
And what you gonna
hey,
say?
Man, this is
like
a
motherfucker.
Show. This is a community show. This show says Texas Grudge Racing Show. Is what it says. So mind your business. Do you even live in Texas?
Man, why are you even worried about it?
Because if you don't live in Texas, your words don't have no merit on this damn show.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. I'm trying to put a battery in my truck right quick, and then I'll be on your ass in a minute.
That's no ass fold. The battery probably gave out already, huh? It ain't going to start to put the battery in. It's too cold out there with that slow ass fold, man. It's too cold out there. It's going to start till Saturday. By Saturday when it cool out, warm up a little bit.
Whatever, Chuck.
I'm just saying, you don't waste our time worrying about you getting the battery put in and then you still don't start and you come back on the show mad with everybody. Don't do that. You bought a Ford. We did.
Boy, you sure been on your best behavior. What, Troy? Troy, you gonna let him talk like that, Troy? Oh, man, that
Troy
was
fell off. Troy fell off.
I done whooped this Ford already. That's why I can say that. I don't beat him already. I can talk about a Ford. I don't beat him.
Damn.
I done beat him already. So don't you get out of line. I'll come get you, too.
All right. Boy, you sure feeling good today.
Yeah,
I think must have had a daiquiri or something over there.
I had nothing. I ain't drunk, and I'm still posted up. I'm waiting on the topic, though.
832-6971, your mic open. Who we got?
We're going to get a topic in just a minute.
Damn, hold up. I can't even press their mic. 832-6971, who we got?
This is Richard.
Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hell, I got a topic
Richard,
for tonight.
Richard, you got a topic for us tonight?
Yeah, I already seen it going on earlier today. Who's going to be the duck of the year? That's what I want to know. Who's going to be the duck of the year? I already see some ducking going on, so I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be the duck of the year.
Oh, shit. That's going to be something the committee going to have to add to the situation, JP. The duck of the year. It's already in our thing. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good topic.
Duck of the year.
Good topic. It's the
Dreaming, Nick.
What name you call?
Kareem and Nick.
That's going to be your duck of the year.
That might be the duck of the year.
I got
No, you know what? You know what? I ain't going to even say that. I think King B might be the duck of the year because he's been ducking them. We're going to call King B the duck of the goddamn year.
I'm going to call Kareem and you call King B. I got Kareem and Nick because they already ducking. They already ducking.
Well, I'm going to call King B the Duck of the Year because he's been ducking them.
The reason I call him Duck of the Year, this is why I call him Duck of the Year. They call out one streetcar in a post, And then one man answers back with another streetcar, and they busy. They busy in the shootout. So that, to me, is duck of the year. Duck of the year is when you call one streetcar out to race, but then another streetcar call you out, and you're busy. You're busy in the shootout.
Yeah. And we can't call that pump fake because,
So what they going to be? So hold on. This is a question, though. It's kind of hard to straddle the fence. Either you're going to be a fucking grudge racer or a shootout racer. It's kind of hard to do both at the same goddamn time at an event or at any given time when they got, you know, shootouts going on with events. What you going to be?
Nah.
You going to be a grudge racer or a shootout racer? Or you going to be a no-time class racer?
Here in Texas, we call them morphodites. They like to fuck themselves.
They got both? Okay. Look, in their defense, now JP and Richard, they did go to the finals in the last hit list, so they went rounds. But also in our defense, we're gonna try to run that hit list a little earlier this time. So you got time to get the grudge races off if you want. You know, you gonna have
time.
Yeah,
but how do you call out one street car?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I saw that. I can't defend
that. In one post, and then another street car calls you out. Another post, you're busy.
Yeah, I can't. You know what? I can't. What you call him? I can't defend that one. You're right. You're so right, sir.
So one glad and one scared. I mean, what's going on? One ducking, one fucking. I don't know. Something ain't right. Something ain't goddamn right, goddamn me. I don't know.
We know they listening. They can't get on here and explain themselves. We know they listening. They ain't got to duck the show. They can get on the show and explain themselves. How you want to lock in one race, but you can't lock in the other.
Know what's going on. Everybody getting quiet.
So you think King B gonna be duck of the year, huh? Ooh, shit, it got quiet.
Yeah, I don't know. Goddamn, I don't know. Let me check the goddamn boards. I don't know what the fuck going on. Everybody got quiet, the motherfucker around here. Shit, who's who, what's what?
I mean, King I know it's cold outside. I know it's cold outside, but I'm sure the line didn't freeze up, did it? The phone line didn't freeze up, did it? The one button.
496283. Is open, but 496283. Your mic open. Who we got?
Say, JP, I'm trying to lock something in with that cat Shockwell.
Oh, you trying to lock in something with Big Pussy? Big Big Pressure. My bad. Big Pressure.
Whatever
Big
that
pussy.
Duck is. Need to call him Big Duck.
Larry, where he at, Larry? Yeah, Larry ain't even on here no more. What the hell is happening?
Yeah,
Larry,
I'm on here. I'm working.
Okay.
I'm on here, man. Man, let that
where
man
big,
get
where
that
big, where Big Fresh at? Where Big Fresh at, man? Big Pussy. Yeah, get him on here, man. That man looking for him. He say he wants some of
that.
He say he got.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for him.
He say he's digging. He says it's dig hard for some of that big pussy. I mean, Big Pressure. My bad, Big Pressure. I don't know where he at. I don't know what King at. It's weak ass. Where he... Let me see what King B at. He. Hey, now, you think King B over here ducking? King B ducking tonight?
He'll come in later. About an hour into the show acting like he, oh, I was so busy. What's going on? You know.
Yeah, he over there sucking toes and shit, and he want to come in like ain't nothing happen. You know what I'm saying?
Here,
Yeah, and I just think King be a text. Let me see if he gonna mysteriously pop up on the show all of a sudden. They looking for big pussy. I mean, big pressure. My bad. I don't know why I keep. What's going on with him, man? I know they got a show going on, but then they don't want to be nowhere to be found. Richard Jackson, is they pump faking or not, or is they ducking? What'd you say, Richard Jackson, we're about to come up with a Duck of the Year award, or what?
Duck of the Year, man, Duck of the Year.
They might have to come up with something like that for the, get somebody an award for that, for the Duck of the Year. How are we going to determine the Duck of the Year, Richard Jackson? How are we going to determine it, though? How are we going to determine if they're ducking or not? When people call them out and they keep playing dodgeball, that's how we're going to determine if they're a duck.
So it's going to be a mark. Yep. Every time you duck, that's a mark, you know. Especially like if you don't got a legitimate reason, you know. If you call one streetcar out, And you decline, but you call another one out, something ain't right. You know, if you're scared, just say you're scared.
Sorry, they want to be some bullies. That's what it sounds like to me. They want to show in.
Like I said on the post, if the man wants something light, go take a piss.
When they take a piss, what do? They gonna sit down or they gonna stand up?
When they go take a piss, they're going to feel something light in their hand. In other words, they ain't got no nuts, no dick.
They got all dick, no balls. They just got a pecker hanging out of there, ain't
I can tell you, if you call out one streetcar and another one answers, and a true streetcar, and you decline, somebody got you nuts. All of a sudden, you're busy. I'm busy.
Okay, now, what you think about that?
I mean, I feel the
you
same
call
way.
Out a goddamn, if you call out a streetcar, and then another one call you out, you gonna duck or what?
No, I'm gonna try not to duck. But hey, man, if you got to duck sometimes, you got to duck. If they shooting low, you got to duck. But it looks kind of strange, though. If you call one out and another one after their call out and you duck them, it kind of look a little iffy, you know. Or you respect that other streetcar.
Hold on. Look, here go Queen B. Queen B, your mic open. I mean, King B, your mic open. My bad. King
B.
Hey man, we just talking about. They say the goddamn queen sit down and piss, and the king stand up and piss. So they labeled you as the queen. They say you sit down and piss. We just trying to determine if that's true or false.
Boy, fuck whoever
the word on the street.
I'm big king. Yeah, get that motherfucker. Get that right now. Big king, not the little.
Yeah, I don't know, but Pete, that's kind of, you know, I don't know. That's kind of, I'm on the fence about it. It don't look good, especially if you do it on Facebook. But then at the same time now, a good run is always better than a bad stand. So, you know, if you ain't got nothing for that car, you might want to stay out the way. But, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know nobody on this phone going to take every race coming their way. But. Be careful.
Let me ask this, Richard
what?
Jackson. Do you feel like, I'm going to ask Richard this question because he's seen the post and he's seen the call. Do you feel like that they should have answered that call, Richard, or they should have ducked it?
No, the reason they answered that call was because for the simple reason is when you reply back, we might get it on later on that night. if everything goes right. No, no, but, yeah. You know, you just got another car, you know, hey, if you're scared, just decline, hey.
I don't want them problems.
I can't handle them big nuts you carry. I don't want them problems.
To me,
you're ducking when you say, you know, oh, we might get on later that night, especially when we know it's going to be that cold later on tonight.
So in other words, they stuck their finger in the pussy, and they felt it was too wet, and they knew they was gonna come quick, so they just said, "Fuck it, I don't want that."
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, here in Texas we call them morphodites. You know what I mean? You don't know which way you want to go.
God damn.
Hey man, I think. JP, I think you need to get Nick or Kareem on the phone to defend themselves, you know. Everybody has a chance.
We got 832-8331. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, guys, this is Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Yes, sir.
Let me say something before you get started. And this is 2022, right?
Okay.
In 2021.
Let me speak first before you go to another year. Okay, you ain't come out to the end of 21. Okay,
how can you count somebody out
and you just came out at the end of the year? 2020 started.
I didn't call nobody out.
2020 started yet. You ain't locked that knee in yet.
I'm just saying.
Hello.
In 2021. The word on the street, on the back lines. You see, I'm going to go to the back lines. I hate to bring up the back lines on the front line. But see.
I don't go to the back line. I stay on the front line. I like staying in front of me, not in the back of me. So
okay.
Saying,
okay. Well, I'm going to bring the back lines to the front. In 2021, okay. They said Lil Bill did a bunch of pump faking. They said Lil Bill was locking in races, and he know he didn't have a car ready, and all this other shit. And he was trying to be relevant in 2021. They say he was talking shit about wanting a race. I'm just telling you what they said. I'm not part of they, but I'm just telling you what they said.
Okay, but you correct me if I'm wrong.
I know, but I ain't a snitch, so I can't tell you who they are.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, every race I set up, even though it went down, I still had to pay the park out. But every race I set up, I don't recall setting the race up and it didn't go down. We ain't have but one car running last year. So if I'm setting something up and it ain't never go down.
I'm just telling you what they said.
Whoever they are, get them on the front line, because I'm on the front line. I ain't going back, I'm going forward, sir. Get them in front of them and tell me who I locked them in and didn't engage with them. Now, I speak for myself,
hey,
and
look.
I speak for whatever I speak on. So whoever said I set up a race and it didn't go down, it's a
insufficient
cause. No money.
But they didn't say you set up a race. They just said you did a lot of pump faking in 2021. Because, your program, y'all went all the way together, and they say you was kind of, you know, locking in, saying you wanted to race. I ain't going to say locking in. They say they were saying you wanted to race, and you really wasn't all the way together yet. But you was trying to race.
Nope.
But they say you didn't do nothing. So they said dead end was still dead.
Well, I tell you what. Tell whoever says dead end is dead, they ain't never stepped up and said they want to do a motherfucking thing. Now, I said that. And whoever said I said a goddamn setting up some motherfucking races, there's a goddamn lot because we ain't had now cars running last year.
Run your house, Bill. Run your goddamn house, Bill. Run your house, Bill.
You goddamn.
Okay,
right.
Now that 2020, now we got 20. Now that we didn't got, look, Bill. Now that we didn't got 2021 out the way, it's 2022.
Okay.
What you gonna do this year, Bill?
And whatever I'm supposed to do, take the motherfuckers out and run Texas. Yeah.
Okay.
But
since you kind of, you know, I kind of feel a certain kind of way, Bill. Hold on, let me say this. I feel a certain kind of way because
you
kind of, I feel a certain kind of way because I was telling you what they said, and you kind of directed your gun my direction.
Okay.
Since I came out at the end of 2021, I pointed my gun at you in 2021 and asked you what you wanted to do. You said they ain't want no problem.
But I'm just saying, I prefer,
2022 now.
I prefer them to tell me instead of you. Tell them. Don't tell me what the next man said, because that is snitching. Because you're telling what somebody said, but you ain't saying who said it. But I'm going to just leave that alone. But whoever said it, I'm on the phone now. I ain't backing down now.
I don't know if they're going to speak up, Bill. I don't know if they're going to speak up, but I'm speaking up for me.
Well, tell them to keep dead in motherfucking name. I say, motherfucking mother, if they ain't ready to engage, goddammit. Yeah. Tell they and tell them what dead in said. I don't give a fat motherfucking fuck. If they ain't ready to engage, keep dead in, I say, mother, unless they ready to like something.
God damn.
Other than that, keep off the fucking back line,
goddammit.
Sounds like the candle been lit.
Yeah.
Nah. Hey,
Big Pussy said that. Big Sexy said that.
Big Pussy?
Yeah, Big Pussy said that. Big Sexy said that.
Now this cool enough faster, so you still got to wait till the tree is activated to leave.
Okay. So it's kind of, you know.
Now, the reason I ask, because a dude told me that he would give me the move with a turbo car, but I got to wait till both yellers come on and he all the way in. But I thought once both yellers come in, I can leave when I want to, as long as he comes. I can't hear him coming up on his converter and I'm on mine.
But see, on that, what you got to watch for, and what a lot of people like to stiff is after the tree fall, because if you leave before the tree activated, you red light, and then that's gonna be a problem too. Or if you red light, you can't determine who the winner is. You gonna automatically come on, the light gonna come on the person who's giving the move, because he didn't leave before the tree activated. So, you know, it's part of them stiffs. But if they don't skip it, it's kind of crazy. You know, you leave when you want. You gotta watch out there. You know what I'm saying?
But most
races, you can't really leave to the tree activated, because you got to determine the winner.
Yeah, for the most part, I've heard when people do it, you got 7 seconds after green to leave. That's the most general idea of what I've heard about it.
Yeah, because I just want to get out the way, because I know they're going to be coming. I mean,
Well, you tell your driver, get that to his best light.
Yeah. Damn.
I mean, that's it. You got between.
Troy, what you say about it, Troy?
I'm just trying to get things going.
I was just saying, you gotta wait till the tree fall because you don't know who won.
Yeah. Damn. Ooh.
4096154. Your mic open. We got.
4096154.
Hey, JP, who
looking for my homeboy, JP?
Who, Big Pussy? I mean, Big Pressure?
Yeah, who looking for my homeboy?
He didn't fell off, man.
You little weak motherfucker. Now, I fall off, too. So weak ass.
I mean, it took you 30 minutes to get him on. But I mean, at the end of the day, most of the time people don't wait till the tree go green before they invoke the 7 second rule or whatever it is. Like K-Dog say, other than that, if you're just giving somebody the move, they can do a burnout. If you're just giving the move and don't step it, hell, they can do a burnout. And once they do the burnout, they can keep on going down the track and cut the light on. Oh, not even cut the light on. They can go through the finish line before you, and they won the race.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know. That's kind of tricky to me. But I rather just run head up before I do something like that, because, man, I don't know.
So what you got you want to run head up then, Bill?
Huh? No. Now, I was saying pretty much like I should run him head up if I got to wait and then wait till the tree fall and then he already be up on his converter. I mean, up on on his bump button. So, shit, man. Whew.
What you got you want to run head up then? I'm just asking him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Take the move still, though. It's still because he's on his bump button and on. That still don't mean he's going to leave when he's supposed to leave. If you start the race, you got to do it irregardless.
If he's on the bump button, you still
got to start the race, so you got the advantage. He don't know exactly when you're going to start it. He got a feeling. He got to anticipate when you're going to start it. So you still have the advantage versus running them head up.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'm gonna get back with him. I'm trying to get something.
Especially if you're giving the turbo car. If a turbo car giving you the move, then fuck them. Shit, I pull up in that motherfucker when they go green.
Yeah,
I sit there before I get on my brake.
Yeah.
You know, you got the advantage if you're a nitrous car.
But I'm just saying he gonna give me the brake. But I was just saying, if I just talk, do I have to wait on him to pull in, or I can just go in when I want to?
You gonna give me the break?
No, they
you
the
sit there and watch me.
The night stop,
oh, I'm out, but I'm asking him after he give you the, after he give you the break. You want to give me the break?
Yep.
Cause I just don't like the way you came on the show thinking I was talking about you, talking about me, and all this other shit.
I did not say that, sir.
Oh, okay.
Ain't none of y'all cars ready. How y'all, like I told you the other week, y'all cars should be ready. Y'all ain't racing nobody last year. But the only thing keeping y'all alive, man.
Oh, God damn.
Huh?
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello? How you doing, Bob?
I want to thank Bubba Green for keeping y'all alive, Bill.
He what?
They said, if you drive your Mustang, you got the brake. We're going to give you the brake, and I'm going to bet the gap.
Okay. When y'all want to do that?
Whenever. We're going to run
lock
you and JP. But JP been running.
Lock it in for K-Law, right?
All right. When we get through a truck, we're going to run you.
Okay.
And JP gonna hold the money.
832-3549. Dre, your mic open.
Hey man, here y'all go with this old clownery stuff tonight. Okay, but I'm in for the clown.
What's up, JJ?
Hey, Bill, I heard you on there going ham, man. Who stepped on your toes and didn't stick to me?
I wasn't going ham. It was just something that, it was a little misunderstanding on the back line. I don't get on the back line, but it was just everything copacetic, everything good. You know, sometimes you just got to be the lawyer, the judge, and the officer. So, I mean,
You
gotta do it all,
huh?
Yeah, you just gotta do it all. You just don't take a beating by yourself and then you get in the blind. So I just, you know, whoever just called in and out and, you know, just saying that we
713-7887. Your mic open.
Oh Lord.
Somebody called dead in now.
713-7887. Who we got?
Oh. Hey, how you doing, JP? Johnny!
Fuck you.
Hey, JP.
Oh, Lord.
JP.
Have mercy.
Huh?
Right.
Come on, Nick.
I want to talk about pump face and handoffs. I want to talk about pump face and handoffs.
Talk to Shotwell.
Your lying ass.
Ain't no pump faker. Ain't no pump fake.
Hey, I tell you what. Y'all want to run Kareem against that Grizz? Y'all want to try that now?
I don't know. Where y'all gonna be at?
I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know. When Chris King gonna be ready?
When we know, we can race.
All right. I don't want you to pump fake on me like you did last time, though, Nick.
No, sir. No, Dre. I wouldn't do that, dog. Come on. I didn't pump fake on you.
You come on there.
832-9202. Your mic open. 832-9202.
What's the damn deal?
My boy.
Everybody been on these shows for the last 2 weeks. They've been talking real good. Ain't it raining outside?
Rambo. Rambo, you got all pressure? You got all pressure?
Yes, I do.
Rambo, do you got all pressure?
Yes, I do.
Goddamn.
I tell you what,
you ready to lock
good.
In? Rambo, you ready to lock in?
Yes, I'm ready to lock in, but not tonight.
Well, you ain't ready to lock in, then. I was gonna put Dre on your ass if you was ready to lock in. Drake
ready to run across a bunch of alligators with raw chicken thighs coming in the morning. I bet you $100 right now. Me and you, Drake, when you fuck with me, and I bring this quiet.
When you gonna bring it out? 2025.
Well, if I'm bringing 2025, you got time to get yourself together. But you better be ready in a couple months.
By the time you bring that car, I'm going to be flying a drone with a goddamn 538 in it.
I mean, you already old as Methuselah. But one thing about it, I've been listening to y'all every week. Listen, Drake. I've been listening to y'all talking to the show for 3 weeks, a month, and all y'all talk about y'all trying to vote in president. Y'all trying to vote in president, who's going to be president of the world. Y'all trying to do all this shit I ain't know. Now one of y'all did. Y'all been talking about politics, nigga, for 3 days, 3 weeks.
Well, what the hell have you done, though?
I've been waiting till I got some more pressure to get on this line and talk a little shit tonight.
Hey, I got $500 right now. You ain't got no goddamn
all press. I bet you won't bet now, you little skinny boy. You ain't skinny.
I bet you a goddamn liar.
Let's put the money up. I'm tired of you running your goddamn mouth.
I'm going to come to your job tomorrow.
Drake is a half skinny. He's driving.
If you fire that motherfucker up, I'll leave $500 right there on that car.
If I tie it up, say it again.
I'm going to come to the shop tomorrow. If you fire that motherfucker up, I'm going to leave $500 on the car.
So once you, I'll tell you what we do. We go to the dyno machine and let you hear fire because I destroyed it and be better for
cars. No.
But it got all the pressure though.
I want to hear the car crank up. When you say you got all pressure, listen, man, that man talking a lot. I don't want to run no dyno machine. If you got all pressure, I want to see the motor in the car running. Give me all pressure. I want to see the motor in the car running.
JP, you posted on call a check on that shit. That ain't what you said you going to do in 2022.
For me?
What we going to do in 2022?
JP, that sounds like somebody pumping like a motherfucker. If you don't call it, I'm gonna put you in high gear. Larry, wait here.
Put me in high gear.
Somebody bullshit. I don't know who it is, but somebody I didn't hear the conversation for the last 5 minutes. Somebody bullshit. It's time for you to call them on the side, JP.
You got a point there now.
You are the safest goddamn service. Let me know who the fuck is in charge.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
You know scary. Weak MF or JP ain't gonna do nothing like that, man. And they're gonna
move. Hold on, hold on. Who is it? Who's, I want to recognize you as the goddamn player of the week. Who's talking name?
That nigga, my colleague.
What you friend. Call JP a scary ass mother Hoover? And that ain't something.
Hey,
that ain't something.
No, Mike. I didn't say scary. I said weak.
Oh, well, weak and scary, same thing.
since they want me to bring the back line to the front line, right? I told that weak motherfucker. I told that weak big pussy. Not big pressure, big pussy. I told him. He can lock in. Jay-Z, motherfucking Jermaine, Dante Shotwell. I told that son bitch. Lock in $1,000, right? Lock in a whole $1,000.
You said the whole thing.
I told him lock in $1,000 that he can get it for the year over with. Did he send in that lock in money, Mike? Ask him that.
JC, I let you talk. Okay, now, Mike, listen to me, Mike. I said bet. I say that's the bet. So when I see you at the track, the third time or the fourth time, and I walk up to your captain and soul to say that money locked up, let's go. You going to say, no, you're not ready yet. You gave me to the end of the year. You pump faking. That's the definition of a true weak motherfucking pump faking.
Oh, God, just hold on, JD, I'm a backup. You call him a whole weak motherfucker? Weak motherfucker.
Mike,
and he called
Mike,
hold on, he called him a thumbbitch.
Mike Dillon.
So guess what?
I told that son bitch. He know I wrecked my car, right, Mike? I told that son bitch, Mike, let me goddamn shake my car down, make sure everything is working properly after I get it out the shop. Just give me two or three shakedowns to make sure everything is. Hold up. Shut the fuck up, shall we? I'm talking to Mike right now. JP, hold on. Give me two or three shakedowns. Why are you wasting your time talking to the weak motherfuckers, man? Exactly, exactly. Because that same weak motherfucker, you offered that same weak motherfucker something, he didn't even take it. He got to go test his motherfucking car.
Is that Marvin Gaye on the phone? Hey, Mr. Gaye.
Hey, Mike, he got to go get back there, Mike, because he's not a man. He can't fight for himself.
Mike, he worried about me testing my car, but he got to test his car, though. So he a weak son of a bitch.
Hey.
I'm going on mute. Hold on. Hustle, you back up. Your mic back up. 496283.
Who is that 409?
Say, man, I'm trying to look. Say, JP, I'm trying to lock in that tough guy Shockwave. What you want to do, man?
Hey, hold on. Oh, JP, is this the dude that got a shot where it ran over down even there? That's what it sounds like. A real friendly motherfucker. That is?
That's
a real
friendly
motherfucker.
That's another weak one, too.
Man, I'm going to show you.
I'm not that well.
Can I lock you in?
What?
What
car you got, bro?
I got the Nova.
Wait a minute, you say hell at the day. Kid, you got a whole month before my bell. So you got a whole nother month, man. I ain't locking you in no whole month in advance. But I'm gonna be there with
man.
The car if you there. You got that?
We got four lock ins. We got four lock ins for that race already. So he didn't say that ain't happening. We got four lock-ins already.
They can lock in what they want to do. I'm not locking in no damn month out.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Is that a form of pump faking?
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yep.
What's wrong with locking in a month in advance if it's the first race protection? That ain't the first race.
So you got all your teammates on the same car and you're singing together, and all them motherfucker weak.
Oh hell, motherfucker, it's gonna be your first race. Shit,
it ain't gonna be my first race. It may be first race, but not my first race.
He raced the car before. It ain't like you running a ghost car.
What that mean?
Big pussy.
If you just say you scared, man. That's it. You just talking in noise. You just got to
be like I told you, JT, Troy, and that dude on the phone, y'all still butt ass hurt for me knocking his dick in a burnt leg head.
I don't even know the dude,
But at the end of the day, Mike, I'm gonna say this, Mike. Hold on, Mike. I'm gonna say this though.
This is 2022, right?
He still talking about what he did in 2021. The man still on his ass in 2022. But he's still ducking.
You're
still ducking. He's trying to go at me. Hold on. He trying to go at me when he know he ain't got enough for me, but Troy want his ass. You got a little Hustler on his ass with the Nova and the Regal. You got a bunch of people on his ass. But he trying to fuck with me. He know he don't stand a chance with me.
I told him, hold on, I'm going to tell him again.
He got the back tie and the clear bowl live.
This is a show for race car drivers, bro. You not a race car driver here. Get you some all press being talked. But what that Nova talking about? How we doing it? How the Nova want to do it?
Slick.
Hello?
Yeah. Come on, Nova driver. Don't get scared now, goddammit. The guy you're
dealing with
now.
The same way they did last time.
Come
on, head the fuck up.
Head the fuck up.
I'm not
wearing
no fucking big black head. Man, what kind of shit is that? I want a head. I tell you what, I ran two big blocks, small blocks, turbo. I ran them all.
Thanks, Shockwave.
I'm just saying, you over there see? Dog. Like I ain't ran no big blocks before.
JP, why you on the phone? I got a question for you. It's a little bit off on
no,
the subject.
No, Mike, hold up. Let me get him dressed up. You need to change the name of your car from Big Pressure to Big Cautious, because you're being cautious right now. Yeah, Big Cautious.
Hey, it ain't nothing about me.
Oh, man, you don't want to
well, he,
that.
He
hot,
hot day.
You got a big block or you got a small block over there?
Come on,
it
Regal,
doesn't
man.
Matter.
He's talking to you. Goddamn.
He said, don't matter.
Hey, you got a big block or a small block? I'm going to give you
it
your
It doesn't
answer.
Matter.
He got a big foot.
You don't want to do pro
game. Game.
He just
yeah,
said. Yeah, that's the wrong. My goddamn car up is driving through the day on pump game.
You just said you don't rock
and
raise the money. So why you didn't say
that? I tell you what, Regal man. If you got a big block, we got a big block over here that we'll run you with.
Oh, I was just
saying.
I bet you won't lock it in. I bet you won't
lock
it in.
He don't lock his money out. He don't lock him to raise his money out, y'all. Y'all wasting your time. Y'all can't talk to him until next month. He don't lock him to raise that far out. Y'all wasting your time.
Damn.
Can we find two people that really want to lock in a race so Shawell can see how you lock in a race?
Because
he ain't grasping what I'm trying
here.
To tell him. Nah, I ain't got nobody to race. I ain't calling nobody out. I sit quiet like I'm supposed to. Your ass rang up off 24/7. I'm trying
hey,
to tell you.
Hey,
listen.
Bro,
listen.
Hold on, Troy. That's where you keep going wrong.
I can't even say shit. I'm just simply saying
right,
that, Shawell. If you going to run somebody and you not want to lock in a motherfucker a month, just say no. Then when the month come, say yeah. So you won't be looking like a goofball.
That's simple.
Yeah. That's Troy, it. That's all I've been trying to say.
You keep saying I'm looking like a goofball. When people coming at me
I
trying
say, so
to
you,
run me, I'm not coming to see people, bro.
That's fine. Jack,
so, I mean, I'm still low.
Shawell.
We know
if
that.
People coming, you got to learn how to handle that. You don't know how to handle that. Just say no, man. I can't run you right now. I ain't locking in a month ahead.
So I just said I'm not locking in a month ahead. So then you got five other people behind
but then,
him. So the talk is shit. Oh, I'm pump faking. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Well, goddamn, if I tell you I can't lock in to a goddamn
no,
a
no,
week before the race,
will,
I'm not locking
will,
in a month. Y'all still on my thing, bro.
Listen, see that's the thing is I listen real well because I don't talk as much as you. You did not say no. You said, I'm not locking in a month before the race. You never said no. If you just say no,
okay,
you done. You ain't got to give a motherfucking excuse. Oh, I ain't racing until a month. I ain't going to lock in a month before the race. That shit sound weak. I lock
hey,
a motherfucker in 3 months down the road.
Hold on, Troy.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to give
weak.
You some advice.
When you going to be racing, like I'm going to just hold my goddamn car to K-Dow racing, pull it right off the trailer, come down.
Shawell.
Man, I'm not doing
Shawell.
This shit.
Shawell. Hold on, young buck. I've been trying to be simple with your motherfucking ass, but you don't want to listen. I've been racing since I was 16, bruh. I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker want to race me 3 weeks from now. I'm not going to put my car up. And if I break the motherfucker, I know how to work on these motherfuckers. If I can get the shit to fix, I'm going to race that motherfucker. These motherfuckers could break
you
in the water when you're going to race that night. Listen to me, man.
Them
motherfuckers could break when you're doing a... God damn, this motherfucker hard-headed. Hey, Charles. That motherfucker could break in the water and you got to race at 8 o'clock. What's the fucking difference? You know what I'm saying? Say,
you
know, listen, I'm trying to tell you, man. You're missing on your opportunity to get a duck with that bullshit. Oh, I ain't gonna log in a month after. You know, that motherfucker, you start running your car. He see your car running like, damn, I don't want to race him no more. Then you go to high side his ass. Hey, man, you said you wanted to run me a month ago. This and that. Well, you missed out on that.
I'm just saying you be missing your opportunities, man.
Troy.
Mm.
Hey, Troy.
Yo.
Can I say one word? I waited 3 weeks to say this. I want to say one word.
Man, we was having a serious conversation, Rambo, but what you got?
I understand a serious conversation, but y'all ain't got to lock in yet, so I try to squeeze them in. Listen, yes, I have oil pressure. I spoke up. Yes, I got oil pressure. A nut asked me when I'll be ready. I said, give me a couple months. Then I got quiet on the show. He started talking about the grudge. But guess what? I'm going to fuck the grudge up this year. Now, I bet that. Now, I'm through talking. No need to talk anymore. Get it ready, grudge. I'm coming. So I'm going to say.
Oh, that's about worse than Shotwell right there.
You just came up.
That's all
I've been knocking motherfuckers' heads in the dirt. I ain't ran from no motherfucking rage that up there. They called me out to me.
So we ain't number 2-0.
Y'all just tell
this nigga say he's 2-0.
This motherfucker,
Jay Free.
Hey, nigga ain't up but 2-0 with 4 punk guys.
Half of the people on this phone ain't raced yet in 2 years.
Who the fuck ain't raced in 2 years?
Ain't nobody on this phone racing in 2 years.
Who the fuck show you done called into? Hold on, who the fuck show you done called into?
Motherfucker.
I said it'd be ready in 2 months.
Okay, now hold on. Hold on, Rambo. We going this one step at a time. JP, today is what, the 26th, 27th, right?
A day after my birthday. My birthday was on the 25th. Yesterday.
25th of what? March?
January. So 2 months after
my
birthday.
Okay, we'll start the 25th. So we'll be ready if by Big Jake race, right? That's what you're saying.
When is Big Jake?
Big Jake race is March the 25th to 26th in XRP.
If I ain't ready March, I'm going to kiss your ass on March for no reason.
Come on down. You're getting all motherfucking uptight.
I'm talking about that drinking.
Loosen the strain on your pantyhose, man. We talking. Loosen the strain on your pantyhose.
Yes, we will.
March the 25th, right?
Yep.
Hey, George, you still online?
JP. JP, can you be a DP man starting tonight?
For what?
JP. Get Rambo information and have Rambo to send you $500. I'm going to give you my information, and I'm going to send you $500. March the 25th. A motherfucker that had 95 paint jobs in 3 years, and he ain't ready March the 25th. I want that $500. You bring that Rambo?
So we gonna lock it next—not this show, but the next show, next Wednesday show.
He's still a wolf with his wolf foot.
I understand all that.
Motherfucker selling wolf tickets since Tracy had it.
Where's Lottie Donnie? Where's Lottie Donnie? Tell me I'm trying to get him back down to move. We can lock them now.
We talking about you and the 25th right now.
Man, hey, Rambo. Rambo, where you at, Rambo? Rambo.
In the country? Yeah.
Rambo, can you hear me, Rambo? Hey, Rambo. Fuck Lottie Dottie. They's a class racer. They ain't no grudge racer. What you gonna do? You gonna be like Lottie Dottie? You gonna be a class racer too? A shootout racer?
Nope.
I ain't gonna say class racer. You gonna be a shootout racer like him, or you gonna be a grudge racer?
Lottie Dottie ain't did shit.
Fucking shootout racer. Them motherfuckers ain't shit.
Flag on the play, JP.
Ain't no flag on the play. Ain't no flag on the play.
What Lottie Dottie got to do with me and Rambo talking?
No. We talking about racing. That's your team. That's your team. I ain't seen y'all race in a year and a half.
JP. Hey.
Okay,
am I wrong, bro? I'll admit it.
Lottie Dottie is a shootout racer. Just like White Chocolate is a shootout racer. Ain't none of them motherfuckers did shit when it comes to grudge racing.
I'm gonna fuck somebody up, man.
Which one of them grudge race?
JP, Lisi racing. Rambo still waiting on the pay job.
I don't give a fuck. You're right though, and I can't deny that. But I'm just saying,
don't make me call
ain't
Pat
no grudge race.
Don't make me call Pat Luke.
Ain't no grudge race.
Call Pat Luke.
Ain't no grudge race.
Y'all talking too much. I'm going to fuck y'all up, man. Y'all lips going to swell up after I come out.
Don't make me call Pat. We be flying around cars by the time you come out with the fucking race.
Okay.
Don't make me call Pat.
I'm glad y'all pumping yourself up.
Rambo, when you bringing out the drag?
I ain't bringing no drag. I ain't bringing none of that now. I'm bringing street car. Yeah. I'm going to burn all the hair off your Mustang. Watch this. The car ready. Car ready. All I got to do is get them Zoom handles slapped in that motherfucker. We those Zoom handles, they're going to squirm out. And we'll just put
well,
the big handles
on. You been getting that Zoom handle line.
This motherfucker said he got a street car. He got to put some Zoomies on it. Boy, that
that's
shit
right.
Ain't belong to the
thing. I like showing off.
He's ignorant.
I like showing off. Troy, be real, Troy.
I like showing off.
You've been on Rambo for how long? You've been hearing that live for how long?
I've been hearing this voice for three years.
This voice has been going on for three years. How the fuck you need them?
Because I like showing off. I like showing off. Nah, I'm going to have it on the street cover Zoom headers, but I like
Rambo, they got a whole different show now. You done, the
I
other
know,
motherfuckers done fucking
every
old every time. Motherfuckers done retired.
I like
the street
outlaws everybody Zoom headers. I like the way they look. I'm going to blow something up your ass, man. Come here, come you watch.
Hey, JB, you got any gap band you can put on some Commodores or something?
Yeah. Listen, man.
Hey, Troy, can somebody say to battle him whether it's about this old ancient motherfucker lie?
I love you. Thank you, man. You keep playing. Y'all keep on laughing. You're right.
Same.
I done did this for 3 or 4 years.
We've been
right.
playing the same song for 3 years. We've been playing the same
okay.
song
three,
for 3 years.
Okay, 3 years, that's cool. But you know, when I lock the money, so there's going to be no problem with y'all like the money because I'm a 3-year-old baby.
Why Go play in the hot tub, Rambo. Go play in the hot tub. Go blow bubbles.
It's too cold to be in the hot
Richard,
tub, right?
My favorite one is when he blew that motherfucker up and that motherfucker ain't never came back like 4-3 years ago.
He flat the camshaft.
No, hey, Troy, that ain't the best one. You ain't heard about
Lizzie Meese, you call Pep Music and ask for my Jesus number and ask me to take my cash, my order, that blew up on the ground. Y'all know I don't know shit about this shit. I don't know what they tell me. I spend my money. Buy my motherfucking self. And my cam broke. He redid it. Charged me $2,800. So I'm not
Rambo. Hey, Rambo, are you on a plane? Because it sounds like you got jet lag, man. You got jet lag. Sit down somewhere.
In Vegas right now.
My ears still popping. I just landed about 2 hours ago. But guess what, man?
Hello.
Who is this on the phone talking to me to tell him some more lies? He's even talking about that. You brought the lies.
Hold on, Rich. Mike Dillon, hold on. Hey, Shotwell, I want to go on record and apologize what I said to you earlier because this motherfucker here takes the cake. So you good in my book. I'm sorry, sir.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. This is what I wanted y'all to do tonight. I've been waiting 3 weeks to get on this line.
JP, do you want to change your vote? Do you want to change your duck of the year, JP? Want to change your duck of the year? Do you want to change your duck of the year?
What's that?
It sounds
like
Rambo now. Now, Rambo,
now. Step
1, 3, 19, 14.
Your mic open. Who we got?
Man, I thought this was supposed to be a talk show.
It's
a comedian show.
It's been a talk show for 3 months. I've been listening to him talking about who's president. Let you know I've been listening.
Who is that, JP? Jump changes up. JP, use that mute button.
Yeah.
JP, please.
Yeah. 713-19-14.
Who we got? I'll pay for the next show.
Who we got? 713-19-14. Who we got?
Man, these guys have been listening at the show, and y'all, this shit don't make no sense when I'm listening to that. I want to hear some racing. I don't want to hear no bullshit about what that boy talking about.
Who you got to race? Who you got to race there, Carlos? You got a car you want to race?
My car be out there at the Hell at the Deli this year. This Boutang. Pardon.
How you doing?
It'll be out there.
Thank you for the support, sir. Thank you for the support.
Yeah, it'll be out there this year.
You look for any action, or you going to be in one of them class, index classes?
Nah, I'm gonna look for some action when I get close. I ain't really did no testing. I'm waiting for this cold out to get out the way, and I'm going to do a little testing before I come out there. But I do want to race somebody.
Yeah, let me know about that goddamn
talking with them guys talking, man. I want to hear some real live racing.
Me too. We all do too, but you know, sometimes we have to entertain.
Right now, it ain't,
you know, it's still cold. Everybody feeling a certain kind of way right now because it's still cold. So, you know, you ain't going to get the real race talk that you want to get right now. You getting that cold weather talk.
Okay.
Everybody froggish right now. You know,
yeah.
Everybody got somebody they going to go to their ass. They going to do this, that, and the other. But when they get hot,
well, guys did try to lock one in, though. They did try to lock somebody in, though. They did try to lock somebody in.
Who tried to lock them in?
Slick tried to get Shotwell in, but Shotwell don't lock and race it that far out. So, one try.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, though. I can't do nothing if, you know, one motherfucker ready and one motherfucker ain't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. At least they trying.
I mean, it's just shit. Hey, at least, look, Slick ain't been down the track. Got an untested car. Well, he got one car that didn't been down the track. He got a whole other car too that he won his ass with too. But what can we do?
What that means, Jason?
You know, when you got a ghost car, he drawed on you with the Nova. He didn't even call out the Regal. He ain't call you out with the Regal. He called you back out with the Nova.
And then again, calling out with the Regal, you dealt with him. Is you hard of hearing or something?
Again. Well, either way it goes. He called you out two times, and you didn't answer neither one of the calls.
Hey, just like I told him, bro, if he got a big block, we got a double and a faded ass over here.
So is there big pressure or big push?
He ain't running from me. Like I said.
Big pressure or big push?
They can't do that shit close to the race.
I got something to jump right on side of.
You know what?
Some
what you got over there that's gonna go at him with a big block then? What you got?
Who got?
You said you got a big block. What you got? A duster?
I got damn. Can you hear? I said a duster.
You talking about your brother car?
I said we got a duster.
Your brother car. You know what he got. So
you careful, hard to hear. I said a duster. What you don't understand about a duster? We
only
got one
ball
around
this
camp.
Your brother car? Man, goddamn. See what I'm saying? Do you want to race or you don't want to race? Do you want to race or you don't want to race?
Well, JP,
because he
said when it get closer.
Okay, then. What's
when
it get
closer.
If you want to go, he got a big block. I'm asking what you got. Because you're saying your brother called.
What you don't understand about a duster?
Man,
it is a duster.
Hey.
I got an Omega.
I don't know what your brother got. I don't own Mopar, so I don't know what that. I don't know what you got. I'm asking you a question. Is this your brother car?
Simple
yes or no.
Hold up, JP.
Hold up. Kato.
He did ask
the
question. He asked your question. He said a duster, though. You got to be precise what you're asking him, man. He said a duster. He answered your question.
I don't know. I asked, is it his brother car? I don't know more parts like this.
Well, maybe he just said he got a duster. Maybe he don't want to say if it's his brother car or not. Or ask him if it's
his
brother car.
If you don't want to, I didn't ask him 2-3 times. Is it his brother car?
Maybe
you
don't.
You know what I'm saying? If he says it's his brother car.
He ain't asked his brother car.
If it's your brother car. If it's your brother car, the Nova and your brother car can run motor on motor. If that's what you want to do. They can lock that in.
Man, we not turning nothing off.
Well, shut the fuck up then. Well, shut up then.
Nigga, you shut the fuck up, Billy.
That weak motherfucker. That weak motherfucker.
You got that weak motherfucker over there.
One to start him off.
Yeah. That's
my man
doing
just
is
saying.
Having his talk show, motherfucker. He ain't doing no racing.
My man just said he wanted to hear us talk about racing, and here we go. He just got on the phone and said that.
Yeah. He did.
And here we go.
He did, but I
mean,
but
y'all, he did. My man don't talk, and he ain't got no goddamn car to talk about racing right now. He do have a car, though.
I'm trying to lock you in. But I'm trying to lock you in, though. I'm trying to get you a compatible
you race. You trying to lock me in? What you
sweet.
Trying to lock me in?
You want something sweet.
Shit.
Man, fuck everything in your cap that you got over there. That's what
so,
it is. Fuck everything in
so
your cap that what you got. How about
sweet.
That? Everything sweet in your
I
camp.
Sweet.
I know that.
God,
I bet you won't fuck
God.
With my camp.
Yo,
I bet you won't
yo,
fuck with my camp. Everything
JP,
you got in
your
camp
is
sweet.
Who is your motherfucking camp?
God damn it.
Who is your camp?
JP,
man,
shit,
who is
your
camp?
Car was ready right now.
Get out.
Listen.
He going to make me go get my car ready. And lock in everything.
He don't
want to
lock
camp.
In.
Man,
cause they sweet.
He don't
want to
lock
in because
they sweet.
he don't want to lock in because
they
the day, so he wasting time. He don't want to lock in because
the day. I never want to see what it feels like.
So a week before? So a week before?
That's all you can do is
keep
riding. Ride that pony.
So a week before? So a week before?
So, Shaw, how long out before you want to lock in? How long before the race?
Okay, now, I don't even know why you're talking about this, because we not understand on the background that we got. It don't take a rocket
science.
We already talked about this,
dog.
First
of
you
all,
already
you never
know
told
this.
Me that. You never told me that. Nah,
you
ain't lying to me. You ain't never told me that.
That.
No, you never told
okay,
me that.
Okay, well,
you
hey,
never told me
enough
that.
Said.
Troy.
Enough said. We'll move on. We'll move on,
K-Dawg.
Hey, K-Dawg. K-Dawg, we'll move on.
Real talk. Did I not say we got, Troy?
On some of your races, why you fuck with me then? If you saying we got, why you fuck with me then?
That train that y'all got is a bad motherfucker, boy. Y'all don't stay in tune with each other.
What you say, caller? Hold on. Hey, we got a caller. We got a caller. They can ask you something. What you say there, caller? Somebody was asking a question. What you say?
So
no, man.
Shotwell,
I said, how
so,
about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys?
Shotwell, so you saying all your races you want to lock in a week before the race, right? Every last one of your races. I want to get this clarified right now. So anybody I'm on the run, you got to be a week before the event, right? Shotwell.
That's what this show for, to lock in a week before the
I'm
race.
I'm asking
dog.
You a question, man. Yes or no, bro? That's all, man.
Yes,
I'm serious.
Dog.
I ain't trying to be funny.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's
yes.
all I need to know.
Okay.
I understood.
Well,
I understood
hey,
the
hey.
Assignment.
Enough said, then. Enough said. We'll leave that alone. We'll move on to something else. Anybody else that want to lock in, you know, prior to, that's the one, but.
Nah.
JP.
What happened to Nick?
JP.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what you say, Mike?
I told you, what's his name, looking for Jeff, man.
Who?
Jeffrey Hewitt, I talked to him today. He's looking for Jeff. Jeff supposedly said he's going to run him. We're going to find out if he's going to do it or not.
I don't know them guys' number, Mike. You'd have to send me their number to get them
Troy,
on.
Troy, you got Jeff's number, Troy?
Troy's on the phone?
Yeah, Troy, I'm here.
I'm still here.
What
happened?
Hey, I got the other boy number.
Who?
Skibo. Skibo lives down the street.
Call Skibo. Skibo. Yeah, Skibo can get in touch with him. Appreciate it, man, whoever this is.
Who they trying to get in contact with?
Jeff.
Oh. Who gonna run Jeff?
He should have been on the phone.
They right, say Jeffrey.
Jeff.
Who is Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeffrey. Oh, I forgot the name too. Jeffrey.
Yeah, whatever. One kid, one glad with them two motherfuckers.
You act like you want some of them boys.
I want both of them. Shit, we shouldn't have asked.
When they get on the phone, throw your shot up. How you do that?
Yes, sir.
God damn it.
Put your dukes up. Put your dukes up, huh? Put your dukes up.
Kevin supposed to put this dukes up for me and shit. He just threw me out.
I don't know. Hey, man, I don't know these guys. You say you want them. I'm going to say you want the boat up. And they get on the phone. After they get
the whole mess
up. Somebody want the boat up. Yeah. A whole heap of them.
Yeah, the whole heap, huh?
Mm-hmm. The whole heap.
Or the whole herd of them motherfuckers. By the time you meet this, I'll be with your mother and bring the junkie
out of the sky.
Big pussy.
So, Mike, you could speak for Jeffrey Carr?
JP! JP, I got Jeffrey Huey on the phone. He say,
oh, okay.
He say he talked to Peter. Peter send the Paul. Paul say, fuck it, run him off.
Whoa, Jack.
Nah, who wants to get on the list?
Well, tell him to put that Gutless Colors on the list, Mike, while you're over there.
He on the phone right now.
I'm on the phone. What's up?
We try to run you with Troy.
So speak up there, goddammit.
Huh?
Ooh.
We're ready with your call.
There's too many people talking. I can't hear. They say what?
We will run you with Troy car if you don't get his race off with Jeff.
Me and Troy, listen. Me and Troy got a deal already on the suit. I'm going to run Troy car. There's nothing about Troy car I'm afraid of. Nothing about Troy I'm afraid of. I got some things I'm doing right now, but, yeah, me and Troy definitely going to run.
Okay.
We so ready, that's already on the suit. Me and Troy talked about that already.
Cool.
Why is it that I always say they ain't scared? Ain't nobody say you scared different. We just been trying to work for the last 2 years. Right?
All right, but we already on the suit. Let me get my little business taken care of, and we going to book it.
Yeah, okay. Now, what Jeff is?
Jeff, can you kind of give us a time frame? Give us a time frame on that. You talking about March, April, what?
Well, I can't really give a time frame because I'm still trying to get my car lined up, man. I don't want to jump out that butt naked, but, yeah, we definitely going to run.
All right, now, JP, where's Jeff? And he said he might bring that mother out of retirement this weekend just for Jeff punk ass.
I think they're trying to get
somebody
number
said
up.
It was calling Jeff.
Oh, buddy, trying to call. What's his name? Then he gonna get Jeff.
Someone, Stebo.
Stebo, yeah, he's trying to call Stebo, and I think they gonna call Jeff.
Jeffrey, did you beat Stebo in the submission?
Huh?
You beat Stebo in the submission, huh?
No, man. Me and Stebo are upsetting guy, man, and you know we just do what we do.
Fuck that upstanding bullshit. You beat the man into a coma, motherfucker. Shit.
No, man. Steve on my homeboy, man. We ain't been doing this old bullshit for fun.
Okay.
But Troy, hey, but listen. But Troy, I'm going to tear his goddamn head off.
What? Dating time. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, different guys.
Dating time. You realize Troy on the phone, don't you? Troy is listening to what I'm saying.
I know he's listening, man. I know he's listening.
I didn't want to let you know. I don't want you to fuck up his phone.
You don't have to let me know.
Listen, man.
I'm at home with my beautiful wife eating spaghetti, and y'all call me with this bullshit. Yeah, so Troy definitely go.
Dating time.
That's all we need. And a bowl of spaghetti. Bring me a bowl of spaghetti when you come.
Let the weather. Yeah. Hey, hold up. Let the weather get right. Let me give it a little seat time, and I'm gonna go bam on Troy though.
Is he with the camera?
Somewhere. I just
want to
know. Will it be post summer?
Oh yeah, most definitely post summer.
So until then, Troy, I need to leave you alone until you knock on his door.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, me and Troy already talked probably last year, and we had understood, Troy, let me just do what I need to do, and then me and you go for it. He's supposed to be understood.
281.
Apparently, Troy didn't understand. He said he wants it your ass.
Well, I mean, 281-1020,
it might
go. I mean, you know, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
Jeffrey. Huh? Jeffrey. K-Dow.
Hey.
What's up,
K-Dow? K-Dow,
Yes,
y'all
sir,
say,
Bob.
Hey, Jeffrey, say something. Say something that cut it for me, because I'm going to get him this year, too. Say something for me.
Ooh,
oh,
that's Mr. ALC. Mr. ALC.
Who
the hell is that? I heard you say, Jeffrey, you're going to tear his head off. Say, don't tear it off. I'll say something for me. Because I'm on here. You got it covered.
Hey,
I got it covered.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You got it covered.
That better not be
ALC.
Sure.
You got it covered.
That motherfucker, I ain't never seen a motherfucker duck for 2 years straight.
No. Sure, your time is over with, baby. Troy, your day is over, but your time is over this year, baby.
Yeah, you might fuck me up, but shit,
Troy, let me tell you something, I had one reason, I didn't run you during that time. Because if I beat you, my race is over, but that's out the window. I don't care if I don't race nobody else. Me and you going down, baby. Mark my word. I'm done. I ain't going to do anything else. I'm done. Now, you can tell me you want it, but I'm done. I ain't going to do nothing else. I'm done with it.
Troy, he's coming.
I told
you,
when you killed that love for me, Troy, he left. He stayed back. He's coming for them. You killed that love.
Hey, Mike, call LC.
You knocked all
the
wood out of him.
Mr. LC, they're talking to you.
I'm ready to say what I got to say. Troy, go get it.
I ain't gonna call his name.
Y'all know I ain't gonna mess with him no more. I started to lock him. I ain't gonna mess with him. If he want me, he know what, man. I ain't gonna mess with him. I'm going for the color. I ain't gonna mess with him. If he get in the way during
that time,
he gonna get you. Huh?
Hey, I came out to Acres Home looking for you, man. They put me on Acres Home, but I never could find
you. Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't know nobody who's looking for me but one person. That's that color. That's it. I ain't heard nobody else.
All day.
Yeah.
With a flashlight.
Yeah.
All day.
I know it. I ain't heard nobody else looking for that.
They got people talking on national TV calling you out looking for you, man. How you
doing? I ain't heard it.
Oh, okay.
If they were, I would have got the information like I got from the colors. I ain't nobody called me. I ain't talked to nobody else. Yeah. You know what I'm telling you? Yeah.
Hey,
Jeff,
LC, you know Jeff?
But I just had to get in there tonight.
LC, you know how to get in touch with Jeff?
Jeff, I already talked to Suitcase. Jeff was bringing Case to call over there. Jeff, supposed to get it over there this weekend. Case supposed to do some more terminal call. They going to do it. They going to probably do it within a couple of weeks.
Oh, because Jeffrey looking for him. You know, we on this show, we had to get the call out together.
I called Case. Matter of fact, I was over Case the other day. Jeffrey's son was trying to lock in here with Case over there. Case didn't let him come over there. He said they had to get the call to the shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
Jeffrey, you heard that?
No, Jeffrey, yeah, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
knows,
well.
My son
and LC, they kind of pretty tight, and they kind of keep me informed. Yeah, I try to work, enjoy my wife, and try to eat my spaghetti, but, you know.
Listen. Troy is going to pay for y'all calling me, disturbing me. I'm gonna tear half his neck off. LC, you get the rest.
Nah.
And Troy, if you wanna go on the back line and apologize, I'm gonna accept your apology. I know you don't want everybody to know, but that's what's gonna happen.
Hey, we want all three of y'all. We want all three of y'all.
All right, That's why I got in. I wasn't going to get in. But Troy said, everybody go. I want to make myself, my boys know. Oh, he going to get it. Believe me.
Okay, all three of y'all. All three of y'all.
Hey, Mike. All right.
I can't be responsible what these motherfuckers say. This ain't my show.
Well, Mike, you call me. But listen.
Yes,
if Trump wants to call
sir.
You on the back line and tell you he's sorry, I won't run it. But if he does,
I'm gonna run
the hell out of it.
Hey. I get his number so he can text you. I don't think he want to talk to you in person. You look kind of scared that name. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Hey, listen, get K-Dog on the phone. K-Dog going to call him and tell me, oh, man, we sorry.
K-Dog right now, he hear you?
That's a lie.
He the one yesterday.
We won't all three of y'all. K-Dog, tell the world you sorry, and I ain't going to run y'all.
We want all three of y'all.
Oh, y'all still want the red truck, too? K-Dog, you still want the red truck, too?
Yeah, we caught him today.
Hey, Jeffrey, K-Dog, you want to put that key in their back, man. I'm telling you, I know this.
Man, me and K-Dog's going to be all right. We talked last year. I said, K-Dog, man, you know, I'm working a lot. I don't have time to fool with that car, man. And, you know, once I get in the seat time, I'm coming.
I ain't on the phone, man.
I respect that.
Now, Jeffrey, what you got to go with this spaghetti, man? Because you brought the spaghetti up. You're making them sound real good. With the sides? You got
it. Yeah, they good, man. Y'all let my shit get cold. Dang.
I bet you can't drive and eat spaghetti at the same time, motherfucker.
Man, I got some garlic toast.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, got a little butter on top of that shit.
Ooh-woo.
Put it back in the microwave, man. About 30 seconds. You'll be right back where you was at.
Right back where I was. Okay.
Come on.
About 30 seconds. Yeah.
Come on down the road, kid. Come on down the road, kid. I got spaghettis over here for you, baby.
30 seconds, because you put more than your bread going to get hard. You don't want that garlic bread to get hard. You don't want to do that. You want a good moist.
No, 30 seconds. I had to put some more in the oven.
That's what I'm saying. Get about 30 seconds. Get right to the business and let us know so we can get right to your business as soon as you're ready. ULC and Jap.
Sound good to me. I like this new attitude
you got for 2022. You
yeah, we got
nice
a new one.
When you talk to motherfuckers, bustle inside the head in the background.
Goddamn right. Oops. Get out. That's what it is.
Hey, get out.
Go ahead, Bob.
Get out. What street car you got?
Well, we still got one night stand, but we run it on the street.
Hey,
you don't
hey,
bring it to
listen,
the track.
Listen. Hey,
okay.
Y'all got JD on the phone?
Yes,
yeah,
you know
I'm on.
Hey, 10-4. I was goddamn at the car wash the other day. Old Tammy want to run you, man. What you do for him?
Uh-oh.
Who the hell is Tammy? Tammy, Beaver Jane Gaston, got the little old Nova. Small block.
I got a small block. We get side by side.
Okay. All right, because he was telling me, man, see what your cousin do for me. I said, man, I hadn't talked to him, but I called him, but since we're all on the phone.
But he got gas.
He don't have no gas. He
on
motor.
Oh, he got that Prime Nova, right?
Yeah, that Prime Nova, yeah.
Okay.
What, he want the back tire?
Man, honestly, bro, probably the move. I mean, I don't actually think he got nothing for you, but, you know, I don't know. But he just, we let the car watch detail, and he's like, man, your cousin will run me. I was like, yeah, he probably will.
give a copy with him tomorrow. We can figure out something.
Yeah. Dang Gasson got it. They got his number.
Okay.
Shy Will, I'll take the back tie.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Shit.
Who is that? LC.
Oh, I thought you were
going to take the back tie. LC, take the back tie from Shy Will.
Huh? Who is that?
That's LC.
LC? LC?
Oh, hell no.
Where y'all run one night stand at? What about on the street?
We got a nice street in Mexico down there. We run concrete, good road, good smooth road.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I got another G body. I got to buy me a Grand National. So we're gonna be.
I'm gonna be looking for something.
Yeah, I got a Grand National. Yeah.
I'm coming
y'all boys way.
Hurry now.
You say what now? Huh?
I was saying when you coming this way, cause we stay ready.
I'm just getting some. I'll let you know I got your number. Let me get some tires on it.
Okay.
I just got this one out of Freeport.
I tell you what, once we kill out, you leave it here, the price right?
Oh, no, I ain't worried about it.
I get it right on.
Oh, no, it's going to come back with me. It's going to go Monday, don't know what.
One more time, I'm bringing this bag.
I know y'all want it, but you ain't going to get it.
I had one. There's my partner kidding. He's a mess with all.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, I got a good one. Yes, sir.
Well, we waiting on you. We're running.
I just want to know.
Yeah, we ain't got no problem.
Let me take care of phase one first before I go to phase two.
Okay.
That's all
cool.
Right.
So that's two ass whippers you got coming, right? You're a bad man.
That's cool.
Wait.
All right.
Who is that talking? JP.
He ain't on the keyboard.
Yes, sir. JP, yes. No, I'm on mute.
That's who that is?
Somebody talking about some butter and shit.
Oh, that's Jeff.
Some butter.
Jeff,
that's the nigga with the spaghetti. That's the nigga with the spaghetti. He's trying to get some more butter on them rolls.
That ain't gonna make the bread soft, the butter. It's just hard, you know, it's overcooked, man. Might as well make a crouton. Make croutons out of it, now.
hey, JP. JP, that motherfucker over there talking like he knows how to cook in here.
Yeah. Well, ain't doing shit.
I know Brig is super hard.
You want some?
I know Brig is super hard. What you got over there?
You want some spaghetti? Hey. I cooked spaghetti over here tonight.
I just ate, man.
And I got them yeast rolls. I got them yeast rolls, too.
You got to let them sit out? Yeah.
You got to let them sit out and let them swell up?
It's the old school.
Yeah.
Damn, P, I can't walk. You know I'm swollen up over here.
And it blew up. Oh, you can't eat none of that beef anyway, then. Shit, you out of
not right now.
Hey man, good talk to y'all, but we're gonna do something this year though. Yeah, we're gonna get some races going. Yeah, we're gonna do something. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
we're good with that.
Charles been there for a couple of years. It's time now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to give up on you.
Oh no, don't give up on me, man. No, hang in there.
Yeah, see, he ain't doing nothing getting
mad. We don't ask for so long.
That's the same thing, Kate. That's what I say. Same thing. Yeah. Believe me, brother.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. It's just going to be a different ball, baby.
Nah, I just wanted to warn you once you think, you know, he was still the same way,
man. I got you. Well, we're going to do it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes, sir. These G-bodies are working. Go from there. That's all I got to say. Yeah, don't do a whole lot of more talking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way.
G-body.
JP, wait, little Larry.
You
want,
gotta be
man?
On here because Shotwell's still on the phone.
Did he get that rag last phone? Did he get that rag last phone?
Man, I've been down with that. I'm chilling in being still, man.
Man, I hear that noise. That thing ain't running. I heard that dope.
That ain't mine, Jack.
That thing still ain't started.
Man, what happened, man? He got one of the Troy mobiles over there? He got a Ford?
You got to wait till it warm up.
Well,
I
got
my Ford running, JP. You watch this.
Oh, my bad.
Plug it up to the house, Troy. Plug it up to the house overnight. It'll start tomorrow.
I ain't even got no phone.
As long as you ain't got a weak-ass Pontiac or a Mopar, we all right.
Oh, yeah.
JP, you going to try nail one of them, JP?
No, got an Oldsmobile. Hey, so, JP, you can't say that because we both got it. Ain't no Omega Oldsmobile.
Yeah,
Pontiac.
Yeah,
Pontiac. He got a Pontiac. I ain't
worried
about that
anymore.
He got a Pontiac.
Yeah, okay, he got a Tempest.
I will call that motherfucker.
Man, one of y'all.
I will call that motherfucker a Mopar, a weak motherfucker.
I bet you won't run that weak motherfucker either.
See the one of your home for cars. Y'all so cool. Get in one of the driver's seat.
Man, you don't even want to lock them in with the driver they got.
Get in the driver's seat.
So shut up with that bullshit.
Get in the driver's seat.
Shut up with the bullshit.
Get in the driver's seat.
This is the type of shit I be talking. Troy, this type of shit I be talking about.
That's
man.
Why you do what you do best.
You know,
keep holding this shit, bro.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he be talking tough. I mean, it sounds good. But then when you get the people on the phone, you get the owners of the phone with their car that's trying to lock him in, he go to playing dodgeball. You trying to put me in somebody else's car. I got a car that I told you I'd give you.
I
got a car.
I'm locking in a month before the race.
Well, that's fine, brother. But I got a car that I'll lock you in, and you got the back tie and the clear for life. Period. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Got
the back tie and the clear for life.
Hey, man. I told you lock in. Troy,
unlimited. Troy, what part of that?
Why he say for life. Let me tell you why I don't like that life part, Troy. Because he gets to the track, I didn't run up on him in October. He can say he's still testing and he don't want to run. That's pump faking for life. Put a date on that mug.
Hey, Troy. I told that man, with that weak motherfucker you got?
Tell that man before
you got
I
the back
top. I'm going to give you 10 months.
Before I told him lock in $1,000. Troy, I told him lock in $1,000 that lock in the whole pot right now. Before the end of the year, he got action. Just give me time to get my shit together because I ain't been fucking with my car.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been having other shit going on right now. So I say, well, you know what? Lock in the whole pot right now. Before the end of the year, I'll race you. If I don't race you before the end of the year, you got a free $1,000. That's what I told him, Troy.
Okay, now, Troy.
Damn, JP.
He found a way to get out of
it. Hold on, Troy.
That's
basically, Troy,
you got the back tie and the clear for life, meaning whenever he gets his shit together, that's the race you got.
Okay,
but then I gave him
$1,000
for this year. For this year, I gave him $1,000 lock in for this year. But he still got the back tie and the clear for life. For life. Whatever he fucking owns, he has the back tie and the clear for life. So he's saying that, I own my daddy's car. I don't give a fuck what you own because everything in that Shotwell camp is weak as fuck.
You
got it for life.
But just like,
I was trying to lock your weak ass in. I was trying to lock your weak ass in, big block on big block, because my buddy got the big block Nova that ran you on motor. I said, if your brother run on motor, that big block will run you head up on motor. You start ducking, dodging, dog smiling, hiding under the fucking bed, and all that other shit. No.
I will run that big block here on motor and I spray my small block.
Okay.
But guess what?
Head up.
That's the same race you had the last time, but you didn't want to run it back. You didn't want to run it back.
Nah, bro.
We was going to give you that race the same time.
You was supposed to have a small block that I was giving the 1-1 to or the cut, whatever that shit was. Yeah, it was. And we talked about that shit on the phone, and then when he said he had a big block, then all the other shit started coming in. Like, ain't nobody remember what was said on the phone.
That ain't my fault. That's your fault.
That's what under the bridge. But Troy, Reen, I don't want that.
You get that same race back, though.
That
big block on motor versus your small block on gas, you ain't want it back. And you can still get it back right now, but you don't want it. You ducking it. The man was just on the phone trying to give you that same race back.
I'll take that head up. I would take it.
So what you waiting on? But you don't lock in until a week before the race. So holler at him a week before the race, and he'll lock it in.
All right.
It's simple.
So, Troy, back
to you. It ain't algebra.
That life means.
It ain't algebra.
Just say, for instance, his car get ready next month. He tests for 4-5 months.
Troy. He's trying to come up with all this bullshit. At the end of the day, Troy, I told Nick, man, this. This is what I told him, Troy. I said, I got a wrecked car. Give me a couple shakedowns to let me make sure my car is lined out. After them couple shakedowns, I'll let you know, hey, I'm ready to go. And on your ass I go. Whenever you ready, whenever you feel froggish, if it takes you for 2 or 3 years to put a bigger motor in your car and to feel comfortable in your car, you got it. If you feel like when I tell you I'm ready to go, if you want to go, you got it. It don't matter.
No. Right.
You got a weak bitch.
The man.
Hey, but Shotwell, hold on.
Let me just put my side.
But I know what you're going to say. 5 months down the road, he still don't want to run. This man added. To let you know how serious he was. Lock in right now.
Who
want to
let somebody hold $1,000 for life? Who want to let somebody hold $1,000 for life? Who
want to let somebody hold $1,000 for life? He said for the end of this year.
The back time
said, you don't want by the end of this year.
$1,000 is for this year.
Okay. So Troy,
but
so
you got the back
time
to clear for life.
We lock in $1,000, right? He don't want to run...
Like the Buffalo
all
kids.
The way up. I'm trying to run him every month. Every month. We get in November, I blow my motor. Next month is the last month of this year. My car is to go. So who win that money? It's a locked-in bet. Somebody got to go. Who wins, Troy?
And the K-Dog told you to answer that the other day.
Troy, who wins, Troy?
I told you to answer that the other day.
Troy, who wins?
It depends on if JP, how he stiff.
Troy,
$1,000.
Who wins?
If JP said, I'm
going to give you $1,000 locked in, let me say it clearly, $1,000 locked in by the end of the year, I'm not the reason that I don't want to go, right? I'm ready to go the whole year. He blow his motor for the end of the year. We got that $1,000 locked in, and he blow his motor. It ain't my fault that I'm ready to go. Who wins the money?
JP wins if you blow up.
No, I don't win the money. I don't win the money.
No,
you get his money back. No break even. You break even. You get your money back, I get my money back. The same shit K-Dog told you the other day. And I'm not going to let Troy tell you nothing wrong. The same
JD,
shit.
Because he's saying if he don't run you by the end of the year, he owe you $1,000. If the end of the year comes, and it ain't him, then all bets off.
If you blow your motor, it's not my fault, Shotwell. It's your fault that your motor got blown up and we don't race, right? So at that point, I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing. At the end of the year, if I blow my motor up and you ready to go and I'm not ready to go, I owe you $1,000. It's a win-win situation for you. You're not on the losing end.
That's what
he's
trying to say. It's two ways that he can lose his money. If JP don't get his shit together and get his car done at the end of the year. Okay? And then, if he don't run you by the end of the year, he can lose his money. You really, only way you can lose your money is if you get up there and JP whacks your ass. That's it. No bullshit. That's the only
214-7440, your mic open. 281-7178, your mic open.
Frank, what's up, Dick?
What up? What we got?
JD.
Hey, this is
JD.
You don't lock that shit